So, Steely, when did you start working at the Australian Defence Satellite Communication Station just out of Geraldton?
I started here in, I think it was October, maybe September of 1993.
Long time ago.
It was a Experience long time head. Ago. Yeah. I think there's some people that I currently work with that weren't even born then.
So, describe the working environment at ADSCS. And, look, it's out of Geraldton, so where is it located?
Well, exactly. It is out of Geraldton. It's a little bit to the east of Geraldton. It's about, I don't know, 35 k's to the east. And it's a good spot to work. Now, because it's out of town, it's kind of hidden away a little bit. So we don't have a lot of interaction with the public, which some might say that's a bad thing, but I say that's a good thing.
I reckon it's a good thing.
People don't know where it is, so you know they don't come and give us too much of a hard time, which that's not a bad thing.
So how do you get – you obviously probably drive out here?
Yeah, we drive our own vehicles to work. There's plenty of parking. It's parking's free on site. So
Ripper?
Yep.
Yeah, excellent. And so what's the sort of travel time there? Is it long?
No, about half an hour.
Half an hour, yeah. That's not too
bad. So it's about 35K. So by the time you've sort of got yourself organised and when you're at work, you allow about 30 minutes and you're there.
Nice. So give us a quick rundown of, say, you know, your daily routines and duties at ADSCS.
Well, we're responsible for maintaining the physical security of the establishment. So that covers access and egress, that kind of thing, making sure that... you know, visitors on site are processed to where they've got to go and who they've got to be with and make sure that they're escorted or not escorted, whatever the case may be. Securing the physical assets of the station. And then basically we carry out a few patrols here and there and keep it nice and safe.
Excellent. Do many people from the town Geraldton itself know about the base? And like, has it been busy in terms of, you know, I guess you've mentioned it before, but in terms of unlawful activity?
No, not from people in town. I think the majority of people in town obviously would know where it is, but they've never come to visit the place, that kind of thing. But in terms of unlawful activity, it's been, touch wood, so far nice and quiet.
Excellent.
We've had a couple of small protests, and that's sort of been about it.
So it's rostered operations in protection. So how do you find your work-life balance and what sort of roster do you go on?
Well, we do a 12-hour shift and, you know, shift work, it is what it is. Being 12-hour shift, I think it's not bad for a work-life balance because basically it ends up you're working even time with a 12-hour shift. You know, you have your 12 hours on and your 12 hours off and that kind of thing. And so we get every second weekend off with our current roster, which I kind of like. That helps your work-life balance a bit, I think. So, you know, everything's got pros and cons. So sometimes you win with shift work and sometimes you lose.
And the good thing about shift work is there's always a possibility of, you know, filling in, doing those extra shifts.
Yes, absolutely. And there's also, you know, you do those extra couple of shifts and you can also negotiate a couple of shift swaps with other members if you need a day off here.
Pretty flexible.
Yeah, pretty flexible.
So Geraldton is a station with smaller numbers. Are there opportunities to do any sort of extra learning, like courses in the AFB, or get out and see other stations?
Yeah, there absolutely is. And I think that's one of the advantages in a smaller station, that you know, we've got three new recruits that have only been here for probably around about 12 months, and they've had some fantastic opportunities in that 12 months that I doubt that PSOs at bigger stations would have had. They've done... bike patrol officer courses, four-wheel drive training.
Excellent.
They've had a couple of short-term deployments to other defence establishments, and I don't think they would have got that at a big station. They'd be at the bottom of a fairly long list for things like that. So
yeah.
No, I think there is.
And that's just because of sheer numbers.
Yeah, because you got to share it around, so your turn comes up a little bit less frequently.
Yeah. And in terms of the base, is it... It's a smaller base, but is it getting bigger?
It is getting bigger.
Yep.
There's a lot of work going on at the moment. I guess that's a sign of the times, the world we live in, isn't it? That you know, defence is a growth industry, I suppose. So it's good for us. We're not going to be kicked to the curb anytime soon.
Excellent. Look, just coming towards the end. What advice or tips would you give, say, a fresh recruit who's coming to Geraldton for the first time?
I would say in terms of the work that it's a good opportunity for them to experience sort of, I suppose, the grassroots level of the job. It's not at times, probably the most exciting posting they'll ever have in their career, but it's a good chance for them to really establish the basics and to work out whether things like shift work and rostered operations and that sort of thing is going to suit them as they go forward.
That's a good point, to see but if it's for them. Yeah.
And it's also an opportunity, like I said before, being a small station, that there are opportunities that come around maybe a little more frequently than in bigger places. So any opportunities that come along, grab them with both hands and have a red-hot go.
Absolutely. See a new place in a different state, or if you're from WA, come visit a really nice town with a station that's sort of a bit of a forgotten gem, I think.
Exactly. Yeah, a hidden gem.
A hidden gem.
Yeah.
All right, Steely, thanks for your time.
No problem, Reece. Thank you.